Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Carol Hall, owner of The Hallway Entertainment. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
So you've got a new project going on. What does it have to do with The Hallway Entertainment?
You know, that's a great question. It actually doesn't have anything to do with The Hallway Entertainment. So we're not going to be doing any of the escape rooms and entertainment venue style things over at the new space and the new project.
Okay, so where is this new project?
It's at 1219 Military, formerly Studio 1219.
Okay, so that's something a lot of us are familiar with. Studio 1219 was an art studio, and they also had art classes and stuff. But you're having a new project there completely separate from The Hallway Entertainment.
Exactly. Yep. So the escape rooms are going to stay over at 1228 6th Street, which is The Hallway Entertainment, The Hallway Escape Building. And at 1219 Military, what we're going to be doing is broadening the scope of what we think of when we think of the arts. So I think in the past, the nonprofit that worked out of there, Studio 1219, I think they did a really great job of promoting the traditional arts. So, you know, painting and photography, clay. And I would really like to expand that vision to include technological arts, things like podcasting and performing arts. So I'm pretty excited about all of that.
Okay, so thinking about bringing some stuff in with maybe some music, is that...
Yeah, we're hoping to have, some live music and a place for people to do things like podcast recording and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I know having a recording studio is super expensive, so if there were a place that people could go and explore, you know, working with this medium that they didn't have to invest all that money, that'd be very cool.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to create a place where people can go and create their art rather than just a place where they go and display their art.
And so knowing you, community is a big part of what you do and what you're involved in. So I'm assuming that this new venue is going to involve a lot of community around the arts and artists as well.
Exactly. So Jesse and I know each other from the Roost. One of the things I love about the Roost is that we get to make these awesome connections with like-minded individuals. And that space is geared very much towards entrepreneurship and business ownership. And I'm envisioning 1219 Military to have that same feel, but around creators and artists.
A lot going on there. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this project?
Just stay tuned as things progress and we figure out exactly what the plan is going to look like. We'll be updating our social media at The Hallway and then also the old studio's social media platforms just to kind of keep the word out there so everyone knows what's coming and how they can get involved with everything.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's just in time. I know when I'm looking at the winter right now, I'm thinking, okay, all this outdoor stuff is going to close. What are we going to do, you know, to get through this long winter period? So I'm excited that there's going to be some creative stuff happening indoors. And that's a nice big building.
Yep.
Should be lots of space to spread out.
Yep. We're going to have a lot of fun things going on there. I'm pretty excited about it.
So for more information about Carol and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.